Oh man, thanks Pete, thanks Elizabeth. Where's she gone? Yeah, we'll do. Okay, shh. Well, that wasn't your average Christmas reading, was it? If you want a typical, traditional, one of the old favourite Christmas readings, come along at 10 a.m. tomorrow. And bring one of your presents. Be good to see them, to play with them, and I promise not to break them. The reason for that reading is we've been going through this series, haven't we, throughout Advent, the race to Christmas. We started a number of weeks ago. We got fit for the race. We then asked the question, are you ready? Then we had that excitement of that get set moment. And last week Deb said for us to go. Today, we hit the finish line. We hit the finish line. Now, in terms of the finish line for all your Christmas preparations for tomorrow, you might not have hit that yet. In fact, I've picked up from one or two earlier before the service. You haven't quite hit that yet. But not to worry. I'm not going to speak long this morning. I just want to spend a short bit of time concluding, or I could be seasonal and say a short bit of time wrapping up our little Advent series. They're better than any cracker joke, Sean. Better than any cracker joke. You see, we've been trying to focus away from that race that we often run each Christmas, which is about all the preparations for the big day, all about the things we need to buy and do beforehand. We wanted to focus on the race we could choose to run each year. The one which is more about the true meaning of Christmas, the true meaning of Advent, that lead up to Christmas, that time of waiting for the reminder of the coming of Jesus. That's the race we've been encouraging us to run. I just want to remind you of what the Apostle Paul said from this reading, from the middle of verse 13. He said, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. I've talked a lot about running during this Advent series, which is no surprise since it's all about a race, and I will do so again this morning. And particularly that sense of straining toward what is ahead, because let's face it, if you're running a race, as that finish line approaches, a runner will often strain everything to try and get over the line before the other competitors. This picture shows it behind me. You often see them pushing their heads forward as much as they can, leaning forward, so they get over that line just that little bit ahead of anyone else, and they be the one that win whatever the prize is, a trophy, a medal, maybe even a title. Here's the question for us though, as the next slide asks, what are we straining towards in this moment in time? For Paul, it was the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And of course, what he's talking about there is this Jesus that this whole time of year is about. The Jesus that Advent and Christmas is about. The Jesus that the carols we sing are about at this time of year. And Jesus is the one that can help us to get that prize that Paul is talking about. And also, Jesus is the prize that Paul is talking about. But when we get so wrapped up in the busyness of life, we can often find that we miss out on the prize. There are, as we've been saying throughout these 5 weeks, there are different races to Christmas. And we do need to be sure that we pick the right one. But do you know what, folks? It isn't just about Christmas. It's about the race that we run throughout our entire lives. And as the final slide here shows, Jesus is for life, not just for Christmas. You know, Paul often throughout his writings talks about the race we run in life and how we should race it with Jesus and for Jesus. And Hebrews 12, which is not Paul, certainly we don't think so, but the writer says this at the start of Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. The point is, this race that we are running of life is so much easier if we focus on the right thing as we are running it. And that, as the writer here says, is Jesus. So that every step we take with him. It will make our race so much easier, and therefore our life. So Paul, coming back to Paul in 2 Timothy 4, Paul says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. You know, Paul did not have an easy race. If you read the readings of Paul, some of the stuff that this poor guy had to put up with and deal with and have thrown at him in life was not easy. His life had plenty of difficulties, but he kept going. He fought the good fight. He kept the faith. And as a result, he finished the race and he finished it well. Let's not allow ourselves to get distracted. Let's keep the faith, let's finish the race, and let's finish it well. Which is so much easier if we are racing with Jesus, if we have Jesus in our life. In Galatians 5, verse 7, Paul says, You were running a good race. Who cut in on you to keep you from obeying the truth? You know what? And I've realized this very much this year, because I think, as I've said the last few weeks, because of these Advent reflections we're doing, I really feel as though I've taken a step back from the busyness, because the busyness of Christmas can cut in on us, can get in the way of us truly appreciating the true meaning of Christmas. That can be one of the things to keep us from, as Paul puts it, obeying the truth, so living as we should. Not living with and living for Jesus. We need to watch out for those things that may stop us from running the race well. Or in some cases, even stop us from running the race altogether. And finally, I want to come back to the verses we started with 4 weeks ago. In 1 Corinthians 9, where Paul says, do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last. But we do it to get a crown that will last forever. The thing is, folks, the race that we run with and for Jesus is one where we are guaranteed to get a prize, and no ordinary prize. We get a crown that will last forever, better than any Christmas present you will ever get. We also get his presence, the presence of Jesus with us during our whole life. We get a peace in troubled times. We get a guide for our journey through this life. So my advice to you is to consider that this Christmas. As you pull your crackers and read those wonderful jokes, as you chomp your way through endless amounts of Brussels sprouts, as you watch the Christmas specials on TV. Think about the race you should be running. One with and for Jesus. One where at the end, you will be presented with a prize like no other. Amen. We're going to stand to sing our final carol today until tomorrow.